Now, when you're talking about comedic polymaths, there's probably one individual who springs to mind who actually brings us from the delights of Red Dwarf through Have I Got Clues Through You through to Morris Minor and the Majors, in fact, and a true legend in so many ways, as well as playing tennis with the Moldovans. Of course, we're delighted to be able to welcome to the Midweek Drive and, of course, Siren 107.3 FM, the true legend that is Tony Hawks. Tony, are you there?
I am, yes, I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Splendid, that's what we like to hear. Now, it would take a whole series of a whole package of things to actually cover just a tenth of your career, but in terms of actually covering the whole thing, writer and author, we introduced you as a polymath. How would you kind of describe yourself?
Well, I suppose it's an interesting one. I kind of feel of myself as a bit of an entertainer. I remember when I was growing up, if you had the sort of word entertainer, it had a slightly pejorative feel to it. You know, you were a bit naff, really. But everything I do, I'm trying to entertain. So when you write a book, you're trying to entertain, whether it's a highbrow novel or whatever, it's a piece of nonfiction, you're still trying to entertain. So that's the one consistent thing, through line for everything I do. So I wouldn't sort of put down in my bio Tony Hawk's entertainer, but that's pretty much what I'm doing most of the time. Well,
that makes perfect sense. Now, obviously, you're coming to Lincoln this Saturday for a fantastic production. You're also going to be speaking to one of our colleagues from the Reading Room, who'll be doing a piece with you then. In terms of the tour itself, how's it been going?
Well, I'm delighted to say that it hasn't, because it starts in Lincoln on time.
Well, there we are. So
you're the first show. I mean, the preparation's been going excellently. So these things, you know, you're trying everything out. Last night I was out again, and it's all coming together really well, and I'm really pleased. And it couldn't be going better, really.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, obviously, in terms of preparation, it's key form to work through that perspective. We mentioned, obviously, back in the sort of early days of musical scenarios, do you ever get the feeling that you sort of feel, yeah, I should do another Beastie Boys remembrance gig?
Well, this is referring, of course, to the Stutter Rat, this bizarre one-off.
No Sleep Till Bedtime, yeah. Tony, a classic.
That's right, that's the one. I'm working on a sort of new version of it as a piano piece. So it's moving away from the style of the Beastie Boys and nudging towards a sort of avant-garde piece.
I like it. I can see the concept. In fact, I'm always tempted to say I get chills, but maybe I'm referring to a refrigerator there. a sort of radio presenter's link in many ways, that side of things, because, the thing I appreciate about the fantastic stuff you've put together has been the variety of almost surreal titles. I mean, obviously we had Playing Tennis with the Moldovans, and then, of course, the classic Round Island with a Fridge.
Yeah, well, just simply based on two bets. One was I could hitchhike round Ireland with a fridge within one calendar month, to win a £100 bet. So the good title seemed Round Ireland with a Fridge. And then I had another bet I had to play and beat the entire Moldovan national football team at tennis, one by one. So playing the Moldovans at tennis seemed a good title. But you're right, they are quite surreal, aren't they, really? And they're sort of surreal stories in a way.
I just think that Andy Murray could probably learn so much about sort of keeping your nerve and actually going that extra mile if he kind of could just follow through your techniques with the Moldovans and so on. It's just a thought.
Well, you know what? He's the fourth best player in the world. We can't forget that. As someone who played tennis myself, I think this is the thing we sometimes do when people don't win. We forget everybody else in the draw, everybody else in the world. I mean, there's only three players that are better than him. It's pretty damn good, really. Pretty amazing achievement.
That's very true. Although I suspect now the focus will begin to shift to young Oliver Golding, who's doing cracking stuff in the junior side of things.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, the thing I got involved in, I started a charity called Tennis for Free, which is all about making tennis free in parks and putting free coaching in for parks. And I think the real thing we should be striving for, it's great that Oliver Golding's done that, it's great that we have champions and if we can, but the most important thing is we have a huge number of people playing and enjoying the game and out there of all ages and having fun and doing it. That's how you really measure success of a sport.
Yeah.
And it's no good having the best player in the world and nobody else plays it. It's absolutely pointless.
Absolutely.
So that's where the effort should be going, in my view.
You know, I think we can actually add tennis advisor and guru to the, to your list of achievements, etc. Yeah. Something to look towards for that.
Yeah, well, I'm a real campaigner on this. I was meeting with Sport England yesterday, and I'm sort of going into speeches and saying, why aren't we doing all this? So, you know, there is another element coming into things, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it's you're clearly pro-position for comic relief, sport relief, and various other things. Let's move back to the tour. Obviously, after Lincoln, it's Basingstoke. Then move on to Horsham and Worcester. You've got a little bit of a break. It's 16th, 23rd, 25th, 29th. I mean, it's still fairly hectic. Then, of course, Derby, Leeds, Newcastle, Harrogate, Exeter, Brighton. If you're not actually writing this down, go to tony-hawks.com. That's the key thing. Yeah. You know, that's where all the sites are. You're sort of heading around the country, I mean, again, we often hear, certainly from our colleagues in what used to be Rep, but in various performances, etc., that sometimes there's no rhyme nor reason in terms of these schedules, but you seem to have got a sort of logic in terms of where you're covering the key things.
Yeah, well, I went to the tour manager and said, please don't make me drive from Exeter to Aberdeen and then back to Portsmouth. So it does have a bearing. When you're putting the tour together, it is difficult because the offers, you know, the theatres are available at different times and it's sort of endlessly. But there's a kind of little shape to the bits of it, I hope. I'll probably find out when I get out there on the road that there's no shape to it at all. Kind of going, how do I get here now, sort of thing.
Exactly, and as I say, I have to say kudos to the Tony Hawk's official website. It's nice to see that there's some structure that's gone into the whole piece, really, from that point of view. It looks nice. You know, it's nice, a kind of nice mixture of the virtual world and all sorts of other magical things together from that point of view. Clearly, you're going to say, well, obviously, it's Lincoln. That's the place I'm most looking forward to actually visiting. But are there any sort of highlights? I mean, you're thinking, yeah, I really fancy going back to Harrogate again. That's where my heart is.
Well, Lincoln, I have to be honest, I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to you, is that I went to Lincoln for the first time about a couple of years ago, and it's a sort of, it seems to be, you know, a little bit of an undiscovered treasure. It's just sort of tucked away. It's not on the tourist route for a lot of people, and it's amazing. So I'm bringing my girlfriend, and we're going to spend the whole weekend up there. So that is going to be a bit of a highlight. Brighton is always fun because it's my hometown, so I always go down there, and there's a whole home crowd, which is kind of fun and puts the pressure on a bit. And yes, I mean, I can't say that I'm Harrogate's top of the list, but maybe I will when I talk to Harrogate FM.
in fairness, according to Harrogate, they do have a nice spa town there. We've covered a whole range of other bits and pieces. I would actually counsel against tasting the spa waters unless you really fancy the
really?
Sort of...
I mean, it's quite an attractive town, actually, Harrogate. It's very sort of... I was thinking of Alan Bennett.
Exactly. It's sort of reflecting all sorts of other bits and pieces. Let's do another little serious point from the Tony Hawk's website, the philanthropy side of things. I just wanted to flag this up, etc. The Moldovan Childcare Centre. It's worth mentioning that this is something that you're doing extremely well. I think needs to have a little bit of publicity.
Yeah, well, I put half the royalties from the book towards starting this care centre, which we started, and now we're building a new centre. So we've actually made, we're trying to raise money to build it, and I've made this film of playing them all over in the tennis. It's not going to come out till next year, but all the profits from that will go towards the care centre as well. And I'm going over in December, doing one of the last show of the tour is actually in Moldova, believe it or not. But there's a big enough expat and American community out there for the show to work in English. So we'll do the big concert hall there, and there'll be one night there. So it's a good project, and the people are really good over there, but they really do need this help.
Mm. And in terms of keeping fit for the Random Fun Tour, I mean, obviously we've talked about your tennis and various other bits and pieces. There are various artists who often sort of say, yes, I need to. I mean, Nicholas Parsons, I'm sure, when we spoke to him, he talks about sort of going to the gym regularly, doing all sorts of things, perhaps not. But when you're actually doing this whole system, is there any particular thing where you think, right, I've got to eat sparingly, eat appropriately, get myself psyched up for this whole thing?
I tend to keep fit anyway. I'm very lucky in that I live in a flat in central London. There's a public bars right opposite. So I go there most days. So I swim most days. And I think, you know, just generally I play tennis still. So it's something I do all year round. It's not like I'm going, oh, I'm doing a show, I better start running and getting in shape. The one thing you need to do, I find, on a tour is build in a little bit of time after you've made the journey to have a a sort of nap in the afternoon. A lot of performers do this. You kind of just want to have a little sleep around about 3 or 4 o'clock. You really do need a lot of energy and be really fresh. So you, mentally more than anything, it's actually more of a mental strain than a physical one, I would say. You know, you're talking the whole time and it's on the stage for near on a couple of hours. So you've just got to be as fresh as you can be.
Precisely. Try to think of it as 7,200 seconds. You know, not a couple of hours, just 7,200 seconds and squeeze the juice out of everyone. That's my sort of...
longer, you know, that way.
Well, you know, it's just a thought, really, in terms of the way that things sort of package on that basis. Tony, it's been absolutely fantastic just touching base with your good self. Obviously,
right. The other thing I should mention, if I can, just
of course.
We made a film of the book Round Island with a Fridge, and we've trying a unique marketing idea for that. So if you go to roundislandwithafridge.com, you can stream the film free. So it's worth letting people know. And we just say at the end, if you want to give a small donation, if you've enjoyed it, feel free. If not, it's great because you've just seen it and enjoyed it. So that's a new thing. So take a look yourself.
Absolutely. And again, a reminder that the website for all goodnesses that is to do with Tony Hawks is the usual www.tony-hawks.com. And it's important that you actually get it. It's H-A-W-K-E-S, I think. Or do we have an S?
No, it's no E-S.
No E, exactly. Yeah. I'm reading for the whole thing. They could be confused with all sorts of things. They could be into skateboarding and all sorts of other factors, etc.
That's
a different line.
Yeah.
Tony, as I said earlier, it's been absolutely brilliant just touching base with your good self. Two final questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the Midweek Drive today?
Oh, I have. I've enjoyed every minute.
It's true Brighton sincerity coming across there in waves, which is fantastic stuff there. So the next, and aren't Brighton doing very well in the sporting scenario these days?
They are. Because they're in the Premiership soon.
I'm thinking possibly next year Tony Hawks, Gus Poyet, possible double act could be there. Could be working its way through.
I think it could happen.
It's a high concept, but I just thought I'd throw it out there from that point of view. So the next crucial question is: can we look forward to hopefully featuring you again as the tour proceeds and keeping people appraised of how you're going around the country and connecting with you in the very near future?
Absolutely, yeah. You feel free to call any time. I'm happy to chat away.
Tony Hawks, we salute you. Many thanks indeed.
All right, thanks a lot. Cheers. Bye-bye.